It's the Afternoon Gems on your community station, 98.5 The Wire. It's always a good day when you get a community leader that's making a difference in our community. And we're fortunate to have on the phone line a City of Ocoee Commissioner George Oliver. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's an honor to talk to a trendsetter, a history maker.
I think the honor is mine because I'm able to serve people in my community. So I think the honor is really all mine.
You're doing it, and you're doing it well, and you're doing it in the midst of some serious hard times that is happening in our community across the world. You're hosting a town hall meeting, navigating the COVID-19 business loans that is taking place tomorrow. Tell us about this event.
Well, yeah, you know, that's exactly what it is. One thing we have to look at historically speaking, all the way back from the Korean War, all the way up to the Vietnam, post-Vietnam, we have, our government has provided us with resources, not only for our soldiers, but just for the citizens. When we talk about pandemics and issues that we've had throughout the United States, from hurricanes to pandemics to post-war stress for veterans, there is resources that our government has provided for us through the years. And historically, we have seen in our African-American community the disparities in getting that information to the people that need that information and the resources they need in a timely manner. We always seem to be last in line when it comes to taking advantage of those resources. So right now, we're trying to set up a town hall meeting along with the Small Business Administration. Mr. Ashley Bell will be giving us a presentation on the CARE Act or the Payroll Protection Plan and how that works as far as these small businesses, sole proprietors, as well as contractors are able to go into their banks and apply for these funds and be able to sustain their businesses for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
Now, Commissioner, we heard about loans that you don't have to pay back. They're forgiven. Then we heard about loans that you do have to pay back. Which loans would you be discussing tomorrow?
Actually, we're going to be discussing from a holistic point of view, where you have some businesses that need payroll protection. They have employees, essential employees, that they need to operate their business, to move forward in their business. And what they're doing, they'll be able to apply for a 1% loan to cover their payroll. Now, if they use all that money for just for their payroll or the operation or operational portion of their business to keep the doors open, mm-hmm. then at the end of 8 weeks, they can come back and reapply. And at that point, if they use all that money for those two reasons, that loan would then be converted over to a grant. So they can still do that. Now, for some reason, if some of that money was used for something else outside of it, then that would convert, that portion of the money would be converted to a loan at about 1%.
And so these people need to understand they're going to have to be transparent. They're going to have to open their books.
Well, you know what? The way that the federal government is set up right now is it is not a program where they have to open up their books entirely. I think the most thing they're going to need is most businesses, their last year's tax returns, and I think at this point right now, that will be sufficient enough to apply for the loan and be for those loans, and also just to show that you are a entity, a Florida entity in the state of Florida or whatever state you're in, then that alone is enough to allow that business to apply for that loan and be eligible for it.
So tomorrow it is happening. How do people tune in?
Well, tomorrow at 2 p.m., they can tune in. They can actually go to the African American Chamber of Commerce. That they can go to, it's called, the website is www.members@blackcommerce.org. That is www.members.blackcommerce.org, and click on events. And from there, you can register for this event, and you'll be able to get on and be able to answer questions. You get all the information that you need. And even if you get to the point where we can't get to all the questions, we'll make sure that we are available offline that you can reach myself or Senator Bracey. Senator Bracey is also co-sponsoring this this event with me as well. So along with his office and my office, we'll be able to answer any questions that we can't get through within that hour.
Wow. Are there any preferred banks that you think the small business that I black small businesses should be talking to, that you, they have a good history of working with our people?
You know, and that's an excellent question. And right now what they're looking for, the banks are looking for people that have small businesses, or again, contractors or sole proprietors that they currently have a relationship with. So if they have a relationship with them, you can go right into your bank or your credit union and you can apply for this loan. And right now, when they first came out with this program, Bank of America kicked it off first. There was about three pages in this particular application. Right now, I think they have it down to one page.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're making it very easy to go in and apply for this loan and be able to sustain your businesses.
Now, do you so you're saying credit unions are also working with the SBA?
Yes, they are. They're working with their current members because a lot of credit unions here in Central Florida, they also have business services, a business services division that work with their small businesses. So they are up and running right now, and they are definitely leading the pack along with the large banks like Bank of America and ensuring that their members are covered that they have the information that they need and that they are able to apply for these loans.
Now, I talked to beauticians, barbers, nail techs. They say they have a hard time getting money from the banks, that they don't respect their paperwork, and they're struggling here in Orlando, Pine Hills. They are struggling big time. What kind of advice can you give to our barbershops, our beauticians, our beauty salons and nail salons?
You know, it's so funny because our current governor right now, that's one of the first things he addressed when he after he was elected, about the licensing and basically the hardships that beauticians and barbers deal with in their licensing process, as well as just operating their businesses. So that's something that the state of Florida recognizes that. And again, I would encourage them to go into the banks and credit unions that they currently have relationships with, sit down with their member service representatives and explain to them, hey, look, this is my business. Here is my last year's tax returns, or here is a stub, how I pay myself, and be able to apply for that loan. Again, I think they're making it right now so that they can make not so hard for people to get these loans. That right now it's wide open, and I just encourage them to go into the banks that they have a relationship with. Even if they've only been there for a month, go back into that bank, establish that relationship with them, let them know, hey, I want to be in for a month, but hey, they should be open to allowing them to apply for those loans and also be able to get those loans to keep their businesses open, keep their doors open.
Now, Commissioner Oliver, you know, we from the hood over here, and I got to be real with you. Black folks going to be like, are they giving black people money?
And this is one of the reasons why we're having this call, because again, historically, we've always been on the tail end of getting information. We've been on the tail end of getting resources. We've been on the tail end of getting funding for community projects, small businesses, and the list goes on and on. So what we're trying to do now is we're trying to get ahead of the power curve and allow these businesses to get this information. And we're going to get firsthand information. We're getting it directly from the SBA. So it's not coming third or fourth hand from anyone. We'll have the BBIF, the Black Business Investment Fund, will be on the phone with us tomorrow. We'll have the African American Chamber on the phone with us tomorrow, and we're getting this information directly from the federal government through the SBA, Mr. Ashley Bell. Again, Senator Bracey has brought his resources from the state. They'll be on the phone. So we're going to provide as much information as we can to get the people in our neighborhoods, in our communities, literally grab them by the hand, take them up to the bank, and all they have to do is open the door and walk in.
Wow. Wow, it's powerful. Commissioner Oliver, what's your passion behind this? Because, you know, you don't have to do all this. You know, you can just sit and go to council meeting and make recommendations and sit on your boards and do this. But I seen you out in the streets. I saw you at 301 Cafe. I see your name everywhere. And then I know at Okoye Commissioner, it's probably not a full-time job. What's your passion?
You know, it definitely isn't. It doesn't pay much at all. But you know what? For me, it's about people. You know, it's about people. The only people that look like me is people that don't look like me. It's about people. It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's, for me, it's about the right thing. Doing what is right by the people in my community. And that's what wakes me up every day. I wake up every day and I ask myself, what can I do for my community today? And when I'm able to answer that question, I move forward and I get out and engage with my neighbors. I engage with not only just the Ocoee community, but I like to engage with the Central Florida community. That is my entire community. So my community at large. That's why I'm here. That's what I was elected to do. I'm not here to make friends, but I'm here to do a job, and I'm here to make sure that the taxpayers of Ocoee and Central Florida are treated right, and we're getting a fair shake on everything that we deserve to have.
Let's let you know, you have a friend here at 98.5 The Wire. You're always welcome to share the information with the community. We have nothing but respect for you and what you've been able to do in Ocoee. And as a businessman, you're breaking down doors there. You were the first black to be elected. And since then, you had another one that came in riding your coattail. You open up the door, man. And now things are changing. And, you know, we celebrated out there with July Perry because of you and Senator Bracey and other community organizations working together. Big up to Sister Josie. It is because of your leadership. Things are starting to change in Ocoee for the better. And I just want to let you know, we respect you and appreciate you. Yes, sir.
I want to thank you so much for having me on. I want to thank you so much for allowing me this platform to get information out to the community. Again, my passion is for the community. I care about people in the community. And Commissioner Brinson is the same way. You know, Senator Bracey, you see him everywhere. You see what he's doing out in the community. So,
yes, sir.
Definitely kudos to him and his staff and the work that they're doing out in the community. So I can't take all the credit, but like I said, there's quite a few politicians and community leaders that are behind me. I'm behind them, and we support one another.
There you go. That's good. Working together. Well, God bless you. We'll be in contact. Make sure you have a good day. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. There you go, family. George Oliver, city commissioner for Ocoee, the first black elected city commissioner. Yes, he's making history. He made history. It's the Afternoon Jams.